I got Rabbi Galperin with me on the phone.
Good morning, Ilan.
Good morning, how are you?
I am doing wonderful, thank God, and how are you?
Very good, very good. So you are on your way back from a wedding.
I am on my way back from a wedding, but obviously I did not want to miss the interview, so I'm in the car on Bluetooth and driving back from Pennsylvania. So
first of all, safe drive.
Thank you.
And
so, you know, this week I thought that probably the best thing that we should start doing, because we have two more, this interview and one more interview before Rosh Hashanah,
right,
is to talk about a little bit about Rosh Hashanah and, you know, go through a couple of the reasons and the meanings and things that we do on Rosh Hashanah. You know, one of the things that is brought down, that is written, is that this month, the month of Elul, which we're in right now, is the month just before Rosh Hashanah. And it is a month that gives us an opportunity to reflect upon the past year, to see what we did, to see what we're going to do, and to see how we're going to change. You know, when you want to go and see a king, you got to go through all the doors of the palace and the people, the guards, and so on and so forth, until you finally get to the king. And if you're lucky, he'll put out his scepter and he'll allow you to come in, or he tells you get out, he doesn't want to see you. There's a lot of preparation that you have to do it. Same thing that we feel, the same thing is the concept of us and Hashem and God. That there's a lot of times, you know, we're praying and we're doing all of these things, but we don't necessarily feel that we're so close to Him or that He's a little further away. So it's brought down in the Kabbalah that this month, God comes to the field. So to speak, that He comes right down here. He is accessible for everyone. Anyone that wants to talk to Him, you have a direct line straight to Him. There's nothing that you don't have to go through all these big channels or thoughts that we think that maybe he's going to hear us. He's right here. He's sitting next to me, and it gives me the opportunity to talk to Him, ask Him, beg of Him, and ask Him to forgive me for what I've done and what I'm planning on doing and how He's going to give me everything good. So that when it comes the time of Rosh Hashanah, and we go to synagogue, we're not in synagogue asking God, please help me, because we've done that already. What we're going to do is trying to connect from an intimate perspective, how we're going to be able to connect more with God. And this is really this month of Elul leading up to Rosh Hashanah. One more thing that we do in this month is we blow the shofar. And this blowing of the shofar represents many different reasons. But one of the reasons is it represents like a little cry, like a child.
Yeah.
When a child, you know, parents know that when you're sleeping and if your kids are in the other room and the baby starts to cry, you can be a deep sleeper. But when the baby starts to cry, somehow you get up. You're running to the room. The same concept as the shofar. The shofar wakes us up, wakes us our neshama, our soul up, and tells us, hey, what are you doing? Wake up. It's time to do what God wants us to do. It's time to repent. It's time to come close to God. And that is this month. Then we come, obviously, to Rosh Hashanah. And then Rosh Hashanah, we have many, many different customs, many different laws, and everyone has their own customs, what they eat, what they don't eat, the foods and all that we'll talk about next week.
Yeah.
But in regards with the things that we do on Rosh Hashanah, number one, we prepare ourselves physically and spiritually to be able to be granted whatever God wants to give us. And people have the thought, you know, What's the big deal? I'm going to go to synagogue. That's not going to help me. God has already established everything that he wants for my life. And if he wants everything for my life, if it's going to be good, bad, he already decreed it. He's already got it written down. So me going to synagogue, what's that going to help? It makes no difference. And God tells us absolutely not. We have the choice to do good. We have the choice to do not good. And God says, this is what I've decided. You have that opportunity to change it. And I have no problem in changing it. And he's willing to do that. That's one of the reasons when we go to synagogue, we shouldn't only be asking for what we did and repenting, is we should be connecting and saying, what am I going to do different? And God gives us that opportunity. So obviously we go to synagogue, we praise to God, we hear the shofar, and when we hear the shofar, it reminds us to wake up. As well as then we have, you know, we have our meals. We have the meals at night, with a certain thing that we do with customs, with the apple and the honey, which we'll talk about next week, which you're gonna, everyone's going to have to tune in if you want to be able to know all these laws. And you don't eat the head of the fish, and so on and so forth. One of the things also that we do on the first day of Rosh Hashanah is we go and we do something called Tashlich, where we throw away our sins, so to speak. Then we go to a body of water, and the body of water, there's fish, and we throw away our sins. And it's a symbolic custom, the fact that we go and throw away our sins, and we go and throw it to the fish. Why the fish? Because if people know, fish, they never close their eyes. Above water, underwater, their eyes are always open. And that's the same idea that we want God to always remember, never close your eyes on us. Always keep your eyes open. Always look out for us. Always make sure that we have what we need. And what we do is the first day is we throw away all our sins, and that we should start the new year sin-free. Everything should be good. Now, one more thing that we do the day of Rosh Hashanah, it's called Paras Nedarim, annulling of the vows. What does that mean, annulling of the vows? Is that throughout the year, whether it be knowingly or unknowingly, we say, you know, we swear in God's name, we say, oh my God, which people don't realize is saying God's name in vain. Many different things that we know or that we don't know. We make promises to people, vows. We might realize them, we might not realize them. But we are responsible for those vows. And we want to start Rosh Hashanah on a clean slate, with no vows, with no nothing, with no issues. So we gather 3 men or 10 men at best in, and we say this special prayer. And they, in response, say another prayer. And by them doing that, they annul, they get rid of all of our vows that we knew or didn't know when we said them or didn't say them or just in our minds thought about it. So when we start the year, we're going to be starting off on a good note, clean note, and ask God to make sure that the year is a good year. This is obviously Rosh Hashanah in a nutshell, the gist and the basics of what of Rosh Hashanah is. Next week we'll go into more the customs of Rosh Hashanah, the different foods that we eat on Rosh Hashanah, the reasons why we eat them, and hopefully by then we will cover everything that is needed to know for Rosh Hashanah.
That's great. Rabbi, I want to wish you Shabbat Shalom and be careful while you're driving.
Thank
and
you.
Next week we'll be here on CGM on Boker Tov.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you again.
Be well.
Bye-bye.